Joining me is Michigan Farm Bureau President Carl Benarski. And Carl, what are the policy priorities for the organization for 2024?
Well, it's really interesting with this annual meeting here and some of the issues that are coming up. When we take a look at solar, I mean, that is top of the list of those projects that are happening, the demand on prime farmland, but then also the governor's recent signing with the preemption bill, taking a look at taking that control away from our local zoning boards. That is huge. I mean, all of our rural communities want to say they know best what's for their communities, and not to have a three-person panel appointed by the governor to tell them what they should be doing on their siting. So that's going to be an interesting discussion where we go from here on that. And one that always comes up, but it's died down for a little bit, but it's back with a vengeance, is the number of deer and the damage the deer are doing in this state. It's back at the front burner again.
And farm labor, the H-2A visa program, another policy concern for Michigan Farm Bureau.
You're absolutely right. The H-2A program is very crucial for producers that hire seasonal labor. And the thing is, though, what we're trying to do is to separate the issues. We keep talking about immigration, H-2A, in the same sentence. Two separate things. Those people want to come here to work. They want to go back home. The thing is, though, we make it so difficult. And then on top of that, though, we need to find a way to freeze or do something with this adverse effect wage rate.
And that's Michigan Farm Bureau President Carl Benarski. We'll have more from the state annual meeting in Grand Rapids on the new Michigan Ag Today mobile app. It's a free download for iPhone and Android. I'm CJ Miller.